All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're going to do our Golden Beast Awards for 2020, 2021. Hopefully things will change. Generally, we would do a top 10 because last year was truncated. Captain Corona is still destroying lives. Put the mask on, please. We're going to do a top 5 content that can range between movies and TV. We're going to start with Keith. What is your top 5 content for 2020?
One, Tenet. Christopher Nolan's film. That film's a little divisive, with viewers who saw it, mainly because it was a little hard to follow.
It's trash.
It's hard to follow even by his own standards. It takes a lot of twists and turns.
I have watched YouTube videos as recently as last month looking to explain what that movie is. I'm like, yeah, I understand it, but it's still not good.
Trying to tell me you don't understand what's going on? I can help you out. I can't help you out if you don't like it. I'm not in the business of defending, I don't want to say bad movies, but 2020 had some great notable standouts. I'm going to go with a Netflix series. So that is the Bridgerton. Bridgerton by Shonda Rhimes on Netflix is based off of a series of novels. And Bridgerton takes place in the 1800s in England. From what I understand is a faithful adaptation. The one exception to it is that she adds a lot of different characters. The start of the social season, aristocratic or the gentlemen and ladies, where the ladies have their debut to society. Bridgerton is a family. They have 7 children in the family. The oldest daughter has now been brought out to society. She somehow attracts the eye of the queen, married to King Charles. Young Lady Bridgerton, she becomes the toast of the town. She schemes up a plot in order to get a suitor or to find a potential match by pretending to be courted by a rich duke. So it's actually pretty good if you like movies like Emma or Sense and Sensibility and Pride and Prejudice. If you go for those types of English dramas, you'll enjoy this. I was pleasantly surprised. It's going to be Greyhound with Tom Hanks. He plays a naval captain in World War II. Escorting a number of ships across the straits to England for supplies in England, including troops, in the height of World War II. And he's trying to protect his flotilla from attacking U-boats. Just him just up all night for a 24-hour period of just him just doing everything he can to protect all these boats from these invisible enemies. And it's very well done. Tom Hanks did a pretty good job. The movie actually would have done much better in theaters, I think, because of the way the action was taking place. The small screen didn't really do it justice, but I found it to be a good film. It's going to be The Invisible Man. That was a good take on that particular genre. Anytime I see Blumhouse Pictures pops up, I got to check it out. Please look at the trailers. Maybe even give it a look-see. Elizabeth Moss plays a battered wife or girlfriend. She's escaping an abusive relationship when her ex kills himself. She ends up getting his property and his fortune with the caveat that she's got to retain it. There's like a clause, a mental health clause in the whole thing. Happenings occur around her and turns out she suspects that her ex-boyfriend is not actually dead, but it has the ability to become invisible and is tormenting her. There were some genuine scares in it. A lot of moments where you were like, what is going on? Just very still moments. You didn't see half the action that was happening. You would just kind of see tiny movement out of the corner of your eye and you would focus on it and you realize something's about to pop off. It was very well done. The jump scares were ingeniously done. So it was a good film. Now, I was pleasantly surprised. Good ending, and it's a fun take on the whole franchise. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Dramatic take on the August Wilson play. Details Ma Rainey recording a record in 1920s Chicago. Viola Davis as Ma Rainey, a blues singer in the 1920s. Late, great Chadwick Boseman as Levy, one of her band members. And it's clear it's a stage play. It's done very well. I didn't see a whole lot of twists, but a lot of the beats felt very true to me. But it was well acted, well directed. I think Viola Davis is going to go down in history as like one of the best actresses we got out there today. Like, she's a true character actress. I mean, that's very rare these days. Like, there's only a handful of actresses can pull that off. You forget it's the actress playing the role, but she's one of those. Chadwick Boseman, it was hard seeing him on screen in his last movie, but I'm glad I did see it. He did a phenomenal job. It was a great film altogether. Once again, Netflix is playing it off and is doing a fantastic job. That's my top 5, I think. Yeah.
My top 5, Bad Boys for Life. No, I'm joking.
Oh, Lord.
No.
Yeah, you're not gonna take that away. I was almost about to say Bad Boys for Life.
My first piece of content is going to be underwater. Early in January, so before all the pandemic, it was actually released in the theaters. And it wasn't reviewed well critically, but I believe that the movie was solid. I liked it a lot. I think I gave it an 8. It was very tense, close to Aliens ripoff. The movie works in the same ways that Alien works.
Kristen Stewart was pretty good in it. I mean,
yeah, she was great. She was great in the movie.
You didn't have an annoying character.
T.J. Miller was supposed to be the comedic relief person, but even he was sensible.
Yes. Everything they did was sensible. Every action they made, you can understand why they did that.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything stupid just to progress the plot, which you know I hate.
Yes. Great movie. And again, it came out before the pandemic, so I kind of have fond memories of that. But the next piece of content is going to be Sonic. I think that might actually be the best movie of 2020. Surprisingly, that movie had every chance to fail. Licensed video game character movies fail. And this movie was on the verge of failure. Then they delayed it to fix the way that Sonic looked, because he looked creepy. And then he looked like how he would in the game. The movie flows okay. It's a good time. It's a good time of the movie.
Made a lot of money, too.
Yes. Best movie of 2020. Next movie I'm going to pick is something that James and I reviewed recently, which is Freaky. It's a different take on Freaky Friday, Catherine Newton, and Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn is a Jason-esque serial killer that's possessed, and he runs into Millie, tries to kill her, and then they swap bodies. Mass murdering serial killer that looks like Catherine Newton, and then the Catherine Newton character is Vince Vaughn, and it was a good movie. From the director that created Happy Death Day and Happy Death Day to You, the movie kind of sits in between that. Happy Death Day to You, not very good. Happy Death Day, great movie. This movie, solid. Next piece of content is going to be a cross between The Crown and a movie called Let Him Go. The Crown this season started dipping into the Princess Diana, British royalty. When she's on screen, I forget that I'm looking at an actress. I believe that I'm looking at Princess Diana, because the actress that they got for her is reminiscent of her. And then the movie Let Him Go should have just came out recently on home video or streaming video.
Rent it on Amazon.
Yeah, but I got a screening for it based off a book. This one is Kevin Costner and Diane Lane. They, aside from being Superman's parents, they have a son. The son is married. The son dies. His wife later remarries. She's in an abusive relationship. So they try to rescue the son and her from the abusive relationship. And it takes a lot of weird twists and turns. And it's like, all right, well, the way that is described, how could it be good? But it actually is good. It's a very tense movie. And I liked it a lot. The last piece of content is The Mandalorian.
Gonna go a different route. I figured everyone else would go that route.
Luke Skywalker saved Star Wars. Thank you and good night.
Pretty much. They still complaining about that.
Yeah. Well directed. You're probably going to be getting a different iteration of The Mandalorian coming up. And plus all these other Disney shows. Trying to tie some universe into not just one show, but all of it. So that's what I have on mind. We're going to do our worst. And for me, it's going to be a mixture. I want to start with Wonder Woman 84. That movie's not good. Despite all the press around the movie is not good. Next one is The New Mutants. Delayed multiple times. There's no way to fix that. And now we can just move on. Next movie is going to be Mulan. I don't understand how you can take a classic and destroy something that has already existed. So Disney generally does well with some of these remakes. The Lion King is good. Beauty and the Beast is good. The Jungle Book is great. I don't understand what went wrong with this. The token wokenism. The last movie is going to be Birds of Prey.
I've been trying to forget that movie existed.
Took a lot of weird, directionless paths And then people were trying to justify it. So at some point, there were some publications that picked it as their movie of the year. I don't know what they're smoking, but as Big Mike would say, it must be that good stuff. Keith, what's your worst content of the year?
I'll go Wonder Woman 1984, disheartening and bad and unfortunate.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Mulan, a train wreck of such proportion, of such magnitude, that it just hurt. The bootleg Mulan that came out in China, that it was live action, was legit. That was actually pretty good. I saw it on YouTube. It was actually pretty decent. This live action Mulan film was so bad that I had to go back and I had to watch the animated version. How can you just screw up on such a magnificent note? I want to say Doolittle was disappointing.
But that movie is bad, but the stuff I chose is worse.
Oh my goodness. What did I give a zero to?
Artemis Fowl.
Holder Lord. Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. Lord have mercy. That movie was terrible.
Yes.
Kenneth Branagh, what were you doing?
Yes.
And I know some of those ideas were your ideas. The script changes that changed the overall book, like that was just terrible. That movie had no story structure. Disney basically doesn't have enough executives overseeing their creative talent.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think also another problem is that they have too many properties. I mean, particularly
they needed to back shitty back a little bit or something.
Like, yeah, I mean, particularly with the Fox acquisition last year.
That is the second movie I've given a zero to. Oddly enough, they were both directed by Kenneth Branagh. I liked his Shakespeare stuff, and I like Four. I don't know what he's doing. Don't understand it. He needs to stop. I don't know what his deal is. But I'll go ahead and overlap a little bit. Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey and the Emancipation of Harley Quinn.
It doesn't matter what you call that movie.
That was garbage. Trash.
All right. So that is the 2020 edition of the Golden Beast Awards. But we're still here. So stay safe, everybody. Peace and out. I got my head low, 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 low.